help us lead the way.
Tell a friend.
We are WS Radio.
WSRadio.ws.
The worldwide leader in Internet talk.
This is Jacqueline Marcel, the author of Elder Rage, or Take My Father, Please, How to Survive Caring for Aging Parents. I'm your host today for Coping with Caregiving, and we're going to be discussing everything you ever wanted to know about elder care, but were afraid to ask. If you're coping with caregiving right now or think it is just about to befall you, this is the show for you. And don't forget to check out all the valuable resources that I have for you on my website, which is elderrage.com. I've got some outstanding guests for you today, so call your friends and be sure to let them know that they should listen with us every Saturday from 3 to 5, that's Pacific time, and let them know that they can listen online to the show every Tuesday of every week when the program is archived for listening on WSRadio.ws, the worldwide leader in Internet talk.
Quant9 Software has specialized in the development of investment software for computerized investors since 1985. The first version of their popular software was a DOS version, and Quant9 has focused on growing right along with technological advances, always on the cutting edge. The program is now known as NAIC Portfolio Record Keeper. Designed by professional money managers, this software provides investors with extensive investment tracking tools. From investment record keeping and educational tools to tax decision making and preparation, Quant9's NAIC Portfolio Record Keeper provides portfolio management solutions for all investors. At www.quantixsoftware.com. That's www.quantixsoftware.com.
Does your website maximize online sales? Is it fully interactive with your internet customers? Are you able to update your website? Are you at the whim of the webmaster that never calls back? Hello, this is Chris Murch, president of WS Radio. We're the largest internet talk radio station in the world, and like many businesses, we quickly outgrew our static website. The days of putting up some graphics and contact information are over. Database-driven interactive sites with full e-commerce capabilities represent the future of the internet. We search nationwide for a creative and responsive web developer, one who really listened to our challenges and found solutions that truly worked. Lynch Interactive has the experience required to take your company to the next level. Click on the link on the bottom of our WS Radio website for lynchinteractive.com. From e-commercing to web development and technology integration, Lynch Interactive is the right choice.
Sick and tired of watered down talk radio?
Right back.
Listen to WS Radio. WSRadio.ws, the worldwide leader in internet talk.
Hi, welcome to Coping with Caregiving. I'm your host, Jacqueline Marcel, the author of Elder Rage, with a great lineup of guests for you today. We're going to be speaking with Grace Lebo, who wrote Coping with Your Difficult Older Parent, a subject I can talk endlessly about. Then Carolyn Hainaila, she's the founder of Caregivers Army, who has a petition that I want you all to sign out there about, you know, getting research for funding for Alzheimer's disease. And then we're going to talk to Chief Gene Saunders from Project Lifesaver, and he's got a product that locates wandering patients very quickly, and he's going to tell you all about that. And then for all of those of you out there who've read my book, Elder Rage, we've got the amazing Ariana with us. She was my caregiver who was so devoted and took care of my parents for 4.5 years. And she's now the activities director of a dementia home. She's going to be here to talk to you about that. And then lastly, we'll have Bunny Dibness on. She's with Live Home. It's a company that helps families keep their loved ones home a little longer. But for this first segment, I'd like to tell you a little more about me and my mission and what I'm doing, and encourage you to look on my website, elderrage.com. Go down to my valuable resource links. I've got tons of resources on there for you. Anytime I find a great website, I put a link to it on there. It's free for you to find there. You know, things were going along pretty darn good for me in my life for a long time. I was a television executive and had done a lot, and all of a sudden I had to take a left turn into elder care, and it was unbelievable what I went through. I just was so amazed I cried rivers. I fought through an unsympathetic medical system, and I was begging for help. I was aggressively searching for the answers of how to manage it all. I had no experience in elder care whatsoever, didn't have any family members prior to this. And, you know, my dad turned so awful against me. He he'd always had that raging temper, you know. He'd scream and yell and pound his fist, and we'd walk on eggshells not to upset Daddy. But never at me before. For some reason, I was the golden child with a halo that he never raged at. And now he was. Here I get to the San Francisco Bay Area. I live in Southern California. And I get there, and he just was awful. And throwing me out of the house and screaming and yelling at me and calling me horrible names. And I was just like, what in the world? And I just cried. And I take him to the doctor, and he'd act normal. He'd be adorable, so darling. And I look at him. Now, what is going on here? I describe all these things that he was doing to the doctor, and the doctor said, well, you know, we've known him 20 years. We don't really know you, and who are you? And well, I found out much later, you know, he told the doctor all these horrible things about me, and that all I wanted was his money. Dad, you don't have any money. I wish you had money. And it was just heart-wrenching. Well, it took me a year of pure hell to turn this situation around. And once I did, I said, I've got to write a book. I don't know how to write a book. I'm going to figure it out. It can't be that hard. And I did. And it has just set me off on this mission, this passion to reach all you caregivers out there. You know, the newest statistic is there's 50 million caregivers out there struggling to take care of aging family members and friends. So this is huge. And I didn't know a thing. So I figure, well, if I didn't, and I felt like I was fairly well educated, I'd run a few things, done a few things in my life. It just wasn't pertinent to me, and I didn't pay attention to it. And unfortunately, most people don't until they're in a crisis. So statistically, everybody ignores the early signs of dementia in a loved one. A little confusion, a little memory loss, a little irritability, you know, isn't that normal? You know, they're in their 80s. Oh, yeah, I guess that's how it goes. You know, and you take them to the doctor and they act totally normal, and the doctor sends you home for another year. And statistically, the doctors are sending people home for about 4 years too, telling them, well, there's not much we can do about it. Well, there are things that can be done. And had I known what I know now, wouldn't take me a year to turn this situation around. Wouldn't even take me a month, because I would know what to do. A, B, C, D. I would immediately know. So the first time that my dad took two little hand towels out of the trash, I had thrown them away previously. I mean, they were so dilapidated, I'm telling you, they would not have made it through the washing machine. They were shredding. And I bought him two little new ones. I went to, you know, it was my first day there, and I went to the grocery store, and I bought all this stuff. And I brought home these two hand towels, you know, buck and a half. And he comes charging out of the bedroom and screaming at me, taking these two little hand towels out of the trash, throwing them in my face, and raging at me for throwing them away. Now, I'm like, oh, my gosh, Dad, I'm so sorry. Were these special or something? And I'm trying to brush them off, you know. No, hoping I can save them. They might make it through the washing machine. I don't know. And I'm like, but I bought you two new ones. I thought you'd be happy. Well, he called me every nasty name you can think of. And I just cried and cried. And oh, my goodness. Now, see, with the knowledge I have now, I'd say this seems illogical. This seems irrational, even for him, who has always had a raging temper. This is over the top. I wouldn't have cried. I wouldn't have, you know, been upset. I would have gone, aha, this sounds like the beginning of some type of dementia, because this is so odd that he would act this way. It's really over the top. And I would have reached over and I would have called the Alzheimer's Association, who are the specialists in all forms of dementia. Alzheimer's, everybody, is just one type. It's just one type of dementia. There's many, many, many kinds. There's 70-some types of dementia. We hear of Alzheimer's so much because it makes up for at least 50%, maybe even 50% of all the dementias. So I would have gone, aha. I would have called them, and I would have gotten a referral to a geriatric dementia specialist immediately. I wouldn't have relied on his own doctor, who is a cardiologist, to know what dementia is. She didn't know. And I took him to a neurologist. He passed the mini-state mental test. What day is it? What time is it? Who is the governor? He knew all that. What I didn't understand was dementia is so intermittent. It's so subtle. It starts and you have some little weird thing happen and then they're back to acting normal. So the human nature side of it is to just ignore it. Well, you know, they're acting normal now. They did some wacky thing yesterday, but today they're normal. So I don't even want to think about what they did yesterday. I don't want to acknowledge that I found the wristwatch in the sugar bowl and their gloves in the freezer. Mom, what are these in here for? I didn't put those in there. You know, these are warning signs. You know what I say? You don't need a PhD. Here's all you need to know. When your loved one does something that strikes you as illogical or irrational, it is. You don't need to be a PhD to know something is wrong. You need an MD who can diagnose it and treat it properly. So I would have gotten to the Alzheimer's Association. I would have got a referral to a geriatric dementia specialist the next day. I would have forgotten his cardiologist completely. I wouldn't even called her and begged for help. And I would have gotten him in to a specialist. And how, I know what you're all thinking. Well, I can't get him to go to a different doctor. Oh, yeah. My father wouldn't go to anybody. Forget it. But I would have got on the side of that doctor and had her write a prescription to go see this other doctor. And I would have called, and that doctor would have been booked up for 6 months because we have so few and far between. So I would have called every day and said, I can be there in a half hour. I can take any cancellation. I would have called every day until they had a cancellation. They would remember when they had a cancellation to call me. Then I would have had, you know, the doctor promote, oh, you know, we just want to rule this out. We just want to, you know, have you talk to this other doctor and really spend some time with you. And because, you know, there are things we can do now. There are things that we can do to slow the dementia down by 2, 3, maybe even 4 years or more, doctors say. We have medications. If you get your loved one in early enough and you don't ignore those early warning signs. So I would have got them in there. I would have got one of the three FDA-approved medications. Write these down. First one is Aricept. Came out about 5 years ago, I think, now. Marvelous medication. The second one that came out a few years ago is called Exelon. It's excellent. And the third one is called Remenil. It's remarkable. All three of these drugs, ask your doctor about it. Because if you've got a geriatric dementia specialist, either a neurologist or a psychiatrist, but someone who treats a lot of people with dementia, they're going to listen to you and keep a little spiral notebook. You know, anything that seems odd, write it down. Because when you go talk to the doctor and you give them something specific, that doctor's going to say, aha, that's more indicative of this type of dementia. That's more indicative of this type of dementia. They're going to do the appropriate tests, the blood, the neurological, the history, and PET scans, the newest research just out of Stockholm this week. Did you all see it on the news? PET scans can now accurately diagnose the earlier signs of it. We didn't have it before. Alzheimer's was a diagnosis made... Oh, you know, it was like we can be 95% sure that's what it is, but we can really only be 100% at autopsy when we really dissect the brain and look under a microscope and if we do see that it is Alzheimer's for sure that's in there. Now, new research, the newest stuff with a PET scan, they can diagnose it now earlier. So with the right doctor, he's going to hear, okay, let me tell you some of the symptoms to look for. Are they having confusion? A little memory loss. You ask them a question and they answer it, and then they tell you a story, and then they tell you the same story, and they ask you the same question again. And, Mom, we just talked about that. I just asked you that. You just answered that. You just asked me that. You know, you're finding yourself repeating a lot. Well, make sure it's not their hearing, you know. Make sure they're not just trying to make conversation. But if you're finding memory loss occurring in short term, they'll tell you what they had for lunch, you know, after the Easter parade in 1942. But they won't remember what they had for breakfast, okay? Warning sign. This is the beginning of it. Comes and goes. You don't go from normal to demented overnight. So the next day they could be fine with that, you know, and you're like, oh, they don't have any dementia, they're fine. But you know what? It's going to come again. And then you're going to see something else weird happen. And, Mom, why are you wearing 3 sweaters? I don't know. If it seems illogical or irrational, it is. This is a warning sign. Or they're getting lost. You know what happened with Dad? We were driving in the same town they lived in for 37 years. The main street. And he's screaming at me to turn right to go to Aunt Mary's instead of left. And I'm like, Dad, you've been to Aunt Mary's a gazillion times. What are you talking about? She lives over here. All of a sudden he looks at me and goes, honey, where am I? I don't know where I am. I should have just like forgot Aunt Mary, made a U-turn and gone directly to the Alzheimer's Association and said, get me a referral now. I need a geriatric dementia specialist. My dad's starting to get it, and I want one of those three medications, the Aricept, the Exelon, the Reminil. I can slow this down. Instead of 2 to 4 years in stage one that everybody ignores, I might get an extra 2 to 4 years out of that early stage. See, stage one is where we want to keep everybody. They're pretty independent. They can still do a lot on their own. They're still going to have a pretty good life with a little supervision. But they will go to stage two, with or without the medication. It's just a matter of how soon. But stage two requires full-time care. Now it's going to fall on the spouse, your mom or dad. You know, their spouse is going to have to take care of them. Then it's going to fall on the adult child, did on me. And then you're going to try to find caregivers to come into the home and to take care of them. And then you're going to be, you know, screaming for help because now you're in a crisis. This is when the hotlines get all the phone calls. This is when the Alzheimer's Association gets your phone call finally. And they're like, why couldn't we have talked to you 4 years earlier? Which, this is my mission. This is why I'm out there. This is why I'm doing this radio show. This is why I lecture all over the country. This is why I wrote Elder Rage. This is why, because we've got a crisis coming with so many people that are going to have this disease. The new statistic out of Stockholm, we have 4.6 million people diagnosed with Alzheimer's right now. That's, you know, that's diagnosed. Think of how many haven't been yet. And we're headed to now, they are predicting 16 million people by mid-century. Now we got to turn this around. So we've got a lot of work to do with research, and unfortunately we've lost a lot of headway because of 9/11 with getting things forward. Call your senators, get to your congresspeople. We need more money advocated for research. Email me on my website, elderrage.com. I've got a list of the senators that are on the aging committees, on the committees that are trying to make a difference in this and get this funding. We've got so much to do. But anyway, let me tell you, stage two is 2 to 10 years. That's a broad window. Now, if you got somebody you're listening right now and they're already in stage two, you can still help them with those medications, Aricept, Exelon, Reminil. You can still make the periods of lucidity clearer. You can still keep them in that stage a little longer and make their life better. It's not going to stop the dementia. These are Band-Aids. We'll take a Band-Aid. But these are going to help keep them a little clearer. The dementia is still going to progress underneath. It's not stop the dementia. It's masking the symptoms is what it's doing. It's not stopping it. Stage three, 1 to 3 years, and that's the end, and that's pretty tough. We don't really want to have our loved one go there if we can keep them in stage two longer. So there's a lot to be done. In addition to the Aricept, Exelon, and Reminil, many of these patients are depressed. And so an antidepressant along with it can really help. God, it made a huge difference in both my parents. You know, I have two parents. Both of them had Alzheimer's disease. Let me tell you how committed I am for a cure. So we have so much information for you today. We're going to talk about all the things that you need to know. I hope you'll tune in every Saturday and listen. So stay with us. This is Jacqueline Marcel, the author of Elder Rage, and I'm your host for Coping with Caregiving. I'm going to be discussing everything you ever wanted to know about elder care but were afraid to ask. Remember, join us here every Saturday from 3 to 5. That's Pacific time. Tell your friends. Don't forget you can listen to us online by Tuesday of every week when the show's archived on WSRadio.WS, the worldwide leader in Internet talk.
Help us lead the way. Tell a friend. We are WS Radio. WSRadio.WS, the worldwide leader in Internet talk. The most powerful force on Earth, the hurricane. Responsible for millions of dollars of damage and loss of life every year. The hurricane, a force to be feared, yet we'll look it right in the eye. We are the men and women of the Air Force Reserve, and our world-renowned hurricane hunters go above and beyond, flying directly into nature's most destructive force. We do it to gather the data that makes the difference between safety and disaster. We do it for our communities. We do it for our country. And you can do it too with the Air Force Reserve.
because the hurricane hunters are just one of the many exciting careers available with the Air Force Reserve. It may be a part-time job, but it's a full-time experience. Air Force Reserve, above and beyond. For information, call 1-800-257-1212.